What's gone on today?
It's been the Great Manchester Run at Manchester Central Convention Centre. So I think there's been about 30,000 people running through Manchester to raise money for local charities and national charities.
And you've run for a charity I'm aware of.
Yeah, I've been running for George House Trust. We're the largest HIV charity in the North West, and we support people who are living with or affected by HIV.
And you've run yourself, haven't you?
So yeah.
It's been quite a big day.
Yeah, a bit exhausting.
What time did you get?
I think about an hour and 3 minutes, just under an hour and 3 minutes. It's a really good atmosphere on the race, and it really kind of gets you through knowing that everyone around you is also running for like charities that are important to them and that they've got a kind of personal connection with. So that's always really motivating when I'm flagging during the race. If I see another George House Trust person go past or people that are running for other different charities, it's really inspiring. And it's a great way as well to like raise money for a cause that's important to you. So it's really good.
Thank you very much, Laura.
Okay, thank you.
Tell me your name, please.
Yeah, it's Christian Platts.
You haven't run today, but you've done something that you've seen as very, very important for a lot of the runners.
Been doing treatments on the guys that have been doing the run. Lots of leg problems, foot problems, lower back problems. So I can get my thumbs in there and do some soft tissue work.
I've heard that you've got magic powerful hands.
Yeah.
So what are you working on now?
I'm just working on his calf muscles. He's been he's complained that they're a bit tight post-run, obviously, so just softening them up, getting them working hopefully properly again.
How many people have you massaged today?
Probably done about maybe 15, 20 people, about 10 minutes each, but maybe.
Is this the first time you've done this run?
No, I've done it a couple of times. I've been involved with like London Marathon in the past and the Ironman triathlon. Just done various events really.
How's the atmosphere been today?
Yeah, it's been great. Yeah, everyone's it's a nice steady kind of run for the masses to be able to achieve. So whereas maybe people that couldn't achieve the London Marathon, I think they're getting a nice sense of achievement for doing something like this.
I'm here with my lovely wife. The Great Manchester Run. You've been manning the George House Trust stall in this village.
It's a massive charity village. I think there's probably about 120 stands here all together, and they're all different charities, some of them small charities, some of them huge ones. So we're one of the little ones that are here.
Just from standing here I can see Medequip for Kids, there's Oxfam. These are all your neighbours, Marie Curie, Cancer Care, British Heart Foundation, so everyone's doing it for a good cause.
Yeah, definitely. Really worthy causes. And, you know, everyone's worked really hard this year from our team to fundraise for us, which we really appreciate, you know. Kind of think it's not easy for people to fundraise at the moment in the current climate, but they've worked really hard and hopefully they've raised a lot of money for us today.
So what time have you been here since, Medea?
I've been here since 9 o'clock this morning, which is probably the first time I've seen a Sunday at 9 o'clock in the morning. It was quite a weird experience, really.
What time do you think you're going to get your final runners in and all finished off and ready to go?
I'm not sure. Quite a few of them weren't runners and have more kind of like walked the route. So we're expecting them back a little bit later, but it's just really nice that they've gone out and just walked it. So still raising money for us.
How many runners did you have?
We had 70 runners in all, so it was really good, really, really positive result. Last year was our 25th anniversary and we had 150 runners, so this year we're taking it a bit easier with 70, but that's 70 remarkable people that have all done 10K, so it's just amazing. They're a real inspiration.
Thank you very much, everyone who's run for George House Trust and everyone who did Great Manchester Run. We're proud of you.
Yes, definitely.